Thank you, Chair. Indonesia, as a democratic nation, is committed to fostering an environment that supports the participation of all stakeholders, including Indigenous peoples. Any efforts to enhance Indigenous peoples' participation must be grounded in the principles of the UN Charter and align with rules of procedures and the IB package. Additionally, recommendations from these two intersessional meetings should not preempt ongoing discussion within the UNGA on the participation of Indigenous peoples. Our delegation believes the current system of accrediting Indigenous peoples' representatives through NGOs with ECOSOC status should remain the status quo. The flexibility extended to IP's participation at the UN should continue, focusing on the specific modalities or established practices of each meeting. The selection principles must be open, transparent, and guided by accountability. It must also align with the spirit, purposes, and principles of the UN Charter to ensure legitimate and meaningful involvement. As for selection criteria, the lack of a universally accepted legal definition of Indigenous peoples poses a significant challenge and complicates the development of clear selection criteria. Moreover, criteria must also focus on the unique identity and character of Indigenous peoples, avoiding the inclusion of groups whose identities do not align. Lastly, to preserve the intergovernmental nature of the United Nations, state recognition of Indigenous peoples should be a key factor in accreditation and serve as a primary criterion. States, not just Indigenous peoples' representatives, must be clearly allowed to raise objections. I thank you.